What's going on, After Buzzers? Welcome to the Good Behavior After Show. Tonight we're talking Season 1, Episode 5, Beautiful Things Deserve Beautiful Things. Stay
horseman.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
He did start it there. Hey, this is Teron's choice.
Listen, this isn't my choice. This is a choice song that was on the show, Good Behavior.
There are a lot of songs on the Good
Behavior.
Every
single
week. He chose this one.
Because this was the highlight show in everyone's face, especially Death over there. By the way, introducing us now. Come on, we're the four horsemen now.
Okay.
We're the four officially.
This panel is where we represent the four horsemen.
We are the four horsemen. That's the name of our group. We are a pack of, we are just a pack of killers.
So how about we introduce ourselves?
We are,
savages.
Savages. Exactly.
We represent savagery.
Exactly, we are. We're the four horsemen.
What's the name of my horseman?
Your Pestilence.
Pestilence.
Which I looked up, I Googled before the show actually. Google it.
Yeah. Why okay,
because
so,
I don't know how to do it.
See that
your
face?
Your face is perfect.
That's death.
Like, you're just so, like, no
death.
Bullshit. Like,
that's
I
why you're
Google
death.
It.
Why do you get to be war?
Whoa. I didn't choose. Hey, they chose for us. This is famine. Okay.
No, we're going to introduce ourselves with our horseman names. So, as you guys know, I'm Olivia, the real underscore O underscore G, or better known as apparently Pestilence. Maddie?
I am Pestilence. Hey guys, I'm Madison Makeley, and you can find me on the tweet and the gram at Maddie underscore Makeley, and I am Death.
Death. You're Death. You're the Grim Reaper.
Apparently, I am Death.
What's up, guys? I'm Abigail Frere. You can find me on all social media at Abigail Frere, a.k.a. Famine.
Yeah, and of course your boy War is in the building, the four horsemen representing.
Why does he get
the
cool
best
name?
After Buzz panels are right here. Always check us out, four horsemen, whenever we sign up. We're the best at I Am Teron all across the gram and the tweet. Mm-hmm. I'm a team player. That's how it is. It's tweet. The tweet. We're team now, guys. We are a team. We have bonded and we are like the apocalypse, okay? And we're bringing the heat. Someone call 911. We're about to kill this shit right now.
I just want family across my back on the sweatshirt.
Oh, true. We're
I thought we were
swag.
Getting tattoos now.
That's a little far.
I just came up with this like right before the show. Let's let it go for a little.
Tone it down a little bit.
So what happened this episode?
So Letty,
we watched it with
you. I mean, I watched it, but
let's break it down for our audience.
Yo, that was this was a crazy episode.
Yeah.
It was crazy, but this might have been one of my favorite episodes yet. What are you guys thinking?
It was
I wouldn't go that far, but it was good.
It was a very entertaining episode. Mm-hmm. It's not one of my favorite ones, but I did like seeing a suitcase full of money. Now that really made my night.
Who doesn't like seeing a suitcase full of money?
That's badass.
So
we start off
the episode. Javier and Letty are back together. They're a team again, and we finally learn a little bit more about the mysterious Javier in this episode, or the mysterious Uncle Hav. Right,
Uncle Hav.
Javier
going
Pereira.
Through some shit right now.
Javier Pereira.
Yep.
Pereira.
I'm not even going to try.
Palela.
No. Don't say it like Letty.
Pereira. Got it.
I think Argentina.
Yes.
Which we also learned.
Argentina.
Mm-hmm. I think the only way to describe them at this point, they're so bad and bougie. Like, I just, that's all I saw this whole episode is how they're so, I mean, does that not fit them perfectly?
What do you mean?
They go in like 5-star hotels. But they're so badass.
Have you ever stayed at a Motel 6?
I have not.
Oh, okay. How many stars are the hotels you usually stay at? I'm just asking questions.
No, I mean, I think, why me?
I'm just asking.
He's trying to make a point that, like, a decent amount of people only stay at nice hotels.
No. It's just that the pot calling the kettle black. Like, you're saying they're bougie.
They aren't bougie. She steals, like, $20,000 rings. And, I mean, just, like, everything about, like, them together is just, like, I feel like everything they do is, like, so, like, it looks like it's high class. But then, like, they're doing this badass stuff all the time, which is, like, it's not a bad thing at all. I'm just saying, like, they crazy.
I thought it was interesting to see, like, that Javier is from, like, a well-to-do family.
Yeah.
It seems like, because I didn't expect that. I mean, we don't know if it's his parents are, but like his sister. I got really pissed, honestly, in this episode.
At
Letty.
Why?
Because, well, like, I agree. Because it's like, this is like a nice family. Like, she's screwing she's over up. Javier's family. And you know something? It didn't really dawn on me until
the end.
Yeah.
Like, you just stole from, like, your dude's sister.
But she actually didn't
steal from the hotel. She stole from the ATMs that are inside the hotel that don't belong to the hotel.
So it has nothing to do
with... It's a security issue with the hotel. Really? But the bank is the one, or whatever ATM company is going to own.
So it doesn't
I think Letty would have stolen from Javier's sister.
But they're not the ones that put money into that ATM?
They're not. No.
No, okay. And she even said, like, in the beginning, before they went on this mission, that... She was like, "Well, they're about to rip the hotel off, and I need to stop them." So her mission wasn't to steal. I bet she would have told Javi about the money that she got in the end and shared it with him or something. Or,
she specifically didn't tell Javi, we don't know what happens next week. But
didn't get a chance to.
I don't know if she felt like she was doing anything wrong because it was going to get stolen anyway, and so she just stole from the stealers. That's how she came up with the idea. But you guys are mad at Letty. I mean, I'm a little mad at Christian. I'm wondering who Javi's parents are, because it seems like they come from, when you say wealth, obviously his dad did something in the old country that wasn't right.
Well, he was calling it blood money.
Exactly. So we don't know if he was like this, like a politician who took money, or if he was like a drug dealer. This is Pablo Escobar's son or something like that. I mean, those are circumstances that are realistic. We don't know where this money came from because he called it blood money. So I was really upset, actually, at Javier's reluctance to rejoin his family. Like, they're putting in an effort, and then he's still playing stubborn when it's like, you don't have your parents forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't it seem like he was going to give into it, though? Or not from your perspective? I thought it seemed like he was down for it. He's almost started crying.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like he didn't expect that. Like, right. He never listened. I don't think either they didn't leave voicemails or he didn't listen to the voicemails, but I don't think he expected that. But also, like, I feel like the whole episode is just everyone overstepping boundaries. Like, even his sister inviting Letty to the dinner. Like, everyone's just real quick to put themselves where they're not really supposed to be.
Death, you seem like you have something to say.
No, I'm just...
Taking it in.
I'm just absorbing what you're saying.
Well, do you guys want to break it down? So Ava is his sister, and we find out the guy that runs the funeral home is his sister's... Is it his ex-husband, right? Because she says that he's having an affair, but an affair didn't really apply to their relationship.
That is something I would say.
What, he's having an affair?
Yeah, it's like, you've been divorced for how long?
She was happy for him. Like, I hope he's found someone, like, has moved on or been able to move on.
Wait, did you just assert me as Death? Like, as the name? Yeah, okay, sorry. I was like...
We're just pointing that out.
Sorry, I just had to point that out.
Death, anyway. It's okay.
Okay. My bad.
So Ava is a sister, and then her ex-man is the one that runs a funeral home that helps Javier out with his assassinations, murders, whatever.
Why is this funny to you, Pestilence? Assassinations? Why is those like it helps him with his assassinations?
I think
she's
laughing because it's funny, but it's just like a circle between them.
Does his sister know what he does?
That's what I'm saying. She must not know.
But the brother-in-law does, obviously.
Of course.
No, you know the sister doesn't because he's afraid that they found out when he's going to go talk to them. The brother-in-law is like, I don't know what it is.
Does the brother-in-law even know, or does he kind of just close his eyes to it like you can use it?
No, he helps him. Helps him.
Okay,
he's the one that helps.
I don't know, because he was worried about his daughter's even getting in the car with who he thought was a hooker.
That's what I'm saying, because he was worried. I was thinking, like, he's worried that Letty's a hooker, but he's not worried that Javier is a murderer.
Yeah, that's all different with your baby girls.
The brother-in-law is the one who helped burn the bodies.
Yeah.
So clearly he knows there's something about burning people's bodies.
Exactly, but he's allowing his daughters to, like,
because that's still their uncle.
And they know he'll act different, like, they won't do that.
He must trust him a lot.
It's different, of course. There's like an honor amongst these thieves, but it's not like, it's like if your family member's in the mafia, you know, you still have, that's your family. But you're not going to be like, oh, just
probably
because he's a pimp, I'm allowing him to my kids to hang out with some hookers and whores. Yeah, yeah. No,
okay,
it's like
fair to
this
say.
Is our he keeps it separate, and the way Javier conducts himself is very proper, as Death said, bougie, right?
Yeah.
So it's like he carries himself with this air and this respect, even though what he does is so negative and obviously a criminal act, but he carries himself very well, which is the difference. He's not a thug.
Ahead, I don't think it's the fact that they're family, but like, what if somehow he got caught when he was driving and the kids happened to be in the car when the cops roll him. Like, you know what I mean? It's just things like that.
And I think he's thinking that they're
Well, it's stuff that he's probably not thinking about, obviously. But, I mean, like, but he doesn't think about that. But then he gets, like, all shaken up when he thinks that they'll be in a car with a hooker.
Because there's something low about a hooker. There's just something low about that concept. Even when you think about, like,
there's a difference. Taking nudes.
There's a difference. Hilarious. There's a difference between, like, escorts, call girls, and hookers. Like, hookers are the bottom of the chain. There's, like, gold digger. There's gold digger.
Okay.
Who's, like, wives and stuff, right? So we have gold digger. And then we have escorts. Right? We have escorts. They fly to Dubai. They fly. They take pictures from Dubai, but we know what they're doing in Dubai. Then there's call girls.
They're always alone on their vacations.
Right? And then the call girls are in the back of the pages and stuff, and they show up to the house, but they go home. And then there's hookers, and those girls work the streets, and they're just like, you know, usually drug addicts, which ironically Letty is, and all these things. But that's the bottom of the barrel, and there's a discrepancy in criminality between the two, between Javier, the esteemed hitman, and, like, a street thug. And, and between Letty, the wise, thieving young lady that she is, entrepreneur in a way, and a common hooker.
Wow. Well, thank you for...
You're very welcome.
I hope that person's watching. Did you guys see the comment from last week?
What?
One of our viewers thinks that they know they're really aware that you're intelligent.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that they can see that. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just me. Is it? We have a panel of intelligence. Our intelligence just, you know, they just come up of different sizes and perspectives. Because one thing that Maddie had pointed out last week actually worked out this week.
Yeah.
Right? Death set
drawings.
About the drawings, remember? Yes. And you were like, and, you know, they kind of talked about that this week.
Mm-hmm. How, it's almost like they're watching.
It's
they
so
probably
weird.
Do watch
oh
us.
Oh, my God. And then they make the episodes after they watch our episode.
They do.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God. Was that sarcasm?
They had to give you a quick shout out with the
but
red
I mean,
hair.
Hey. On my defense, even Letty said, hey, this kind of does look like you in a way.
And it's funny. The person that she says that it alludes to that it looks like, Billy Patton.
Something with Princess.
Yeah, Princess Bride. If you guys, it's actually the guy that's like, I killed your father. You killed my father. Prepare to die. My name is Inigo Montoya.
How did you know
And it's
this?
That guy. Because it's the character.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So
I watched
Princess Bride is actually one of my favorite movies. Really? It's gangster in the hood. Daddy, we all watch Princess Bride.
I've never seen the Princess.
You've
Bride.
Never seen a Princess
no,
Bride.
I've never seen a lot of movies
either.
That would probably make you
inconceivable. Inconceivable.
No.
Oh my gosh. Oh. That's the thing. But it's interesting. I would feel like some of you guys have seen it, but it's such a good movie. You guys should check it out. But that's
why.
If you know who Inigo Montoya is, you would be like, oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
So to do this weekend, we'll write that one down.
Yeah, we'll write
after we go on skating.
Oh, two sarcastic remarks from Death.
Death is on fire tonight.
Death is trying to kill me.
Okay, guys. So now we got the family breaking down, and I'm wondering. So is David his brother? Though David keeps on calling.
Yes, David's
that's
the
his
brother.
Estranged, like super strange brother. I think Carlos is the one that isn't.
David.
Is Carlos his brother as well?
Carlos.
I'm not sure. We're still being introduced to this whole
family. Difficult to follow. Honestly, like there's just like bits and pieces that like I just don't understand what's going on between like his family dynamic, but yeah, I don't know.
Well, he's separated from his family since he was 16 for a reason, and obviously he's not very fond of his father, and his father's trying to reconnect with him through his sister. His sister had always been on Javier's side, right, as she said, but now Ava is warming up to the fact that the dad wants to get more involved. I mean, he bought her a restaurant to start on her own, so...
Thinking that Javier is a private chef. That's what they think his job is, that he's like this private chef who cooks. Because apparently he's a really good cook. And we see
that... Maybe he was.
He goes over to the sister's house and cooks, and everyone's so excited that he's cooking.
Yeah.
So maybe he is an excellent cook.
But why can't he do that as his job?
Because killing people makes a lot more money.
Okay. But, okay.
I mean, maybe he inherited, like, maybe his father did something similar.
It's possible.
And it's kind of ironic because it's like
he left because of that, but then he's now.
And then he picks up right after. Well, we don't even know if that's what blood money actually is in this situation, but it definitely could be. And I mean, his sister's a bit of an entrepreneur herself, right? Now she's running this restaurant and she runs this hotel where Javier always stays when he's back in town. So now that he's trying
where
to.
Where are they right now?
North Carolina,
North
right?
Carolina.
Like where?
We don't. Like, I don't know the exact town.
Sorry, I was just trying to get a...
No, it's okay. So, he always stays at this hotel. So, the girl at the front desk is very familiar with him, and she's kind of super annoying.
Yeah.
He leaves Letty there while he takes care of his family business, and she's like, oh my god, like, you know, Javier? And...
That was the worst.
Nice.
That was the worst impression.
That was the best impression.
No, I literally wrote down Javier just to make sure I said it just like her.
No, you did a good job.
That was a wonderful impression, I think.
Thank you.
Calm down. Pestilence, it was not. Here's the thing.
What did she sound like then?
I mean, she was a little more, she was a little more like...
Okay, she was like, oh my god.
All right, you get a fax. I mean, obviously we have fax. It's hilarious when she said that. I just thought it was funny when she was like, when Letty's like, you guys still have faxes? And she's like, obviously. Because she was so nice, she was actually rude.
Yeah. She was so nice that it was rude.
Like, and she's like, I'm going to keep folding it.
Yeah.
Just fold it.
Like, that was a really like, good. That was a good impression.
Hella slow, yeah. too.
I'm sorry. Like, that was a good impression. It was good.
I thought you did a good job.
But thank you. Of course they do. They all band together. Famine and Pestilence and Death Corner over there. But here's the thing. It was interesting because obviously Javier, who we thought was this big player, never brings girls or women around.
I did think that was interesting.
And then, boom, Letty is like the first girl he's ever brought around. And that makes it way more special. Now, this hasn't just become like... a situationship. It really is kind of a relationship, because why would he bring her around knowing he had to go home? He knew that he was visiting his sister. He knew the secret would get out because you have the nieces in the car who immediately came in and told.
Yeah, but it was so nice how Letty and the nieces like homied out a little. It's like everyone really...
Over that song!
Well, that's the thing. I wrote down Letty and the girls' insight to her as a parental figure, and I'm like, wait... But she gets them, she can relate to them.
I feel like she enjoyed it too, because she's like, these are like kids I can't really have right now, I guess. So
her connection.
Yeah, it was super cool,
but it's like kind of a shame because now that she is introduced to the family and they are warming up to her, it's all a lie.
But so is his story. So it's not like they're not used to deceit. They come from a deceitful seed. What I thought was really fun was when she pulled such a girl thing was when she was in the car and then she did the window thing so that the brother-in-law could see like she was in the car. She like put the window down and then rolled it right back up. Like,
do you think it was so he could see? I thought she should hear it.
No, she was being a girl.
Are you sure?
Of course. Why would she roll the window down and then roll it right back up?
Because she was dumb. She didn't realize they were tinted.
No, she was looking like, hey, I'm a girl, I'm in the car.
I don't think so. No, she was definitely trying to listen.
I think she wanted to ease into their conversation, like, just by listening. But once she saw that he saw her, she was like, No, she liked it. She liked being known. I think you're wrong. She did.
And I'll tell you why. Because she went out of her way to like try to get the sister's attention too. So no, she wanted to be part of this dynamic. And I'll tell you why I felt that way. Because if you just want to eavesdrop, you'll roll the window down just a little. She rolled the window down all the way, gave the death stare, and then rolled it right back up. And I know girls...
Was it the death stare, or was it like, oh shit?
It was like the hello. Yeah,
I thought it was like,
hey, I don't think you know girls as well as you think you know girls.
I definitely know girls. And their shady, manipulative ways. Famine. Okay.
Famine.
God, famine. Don't you know anything?
But she did it so, like, quick. And, like, she didn't want them to know that she's, like, rolling the window down. And super slick.
I don't think there was anything slick about hitting the window. Did you watch the way she did it?
It was like, she was like...
Yeah, no. Then, like, I didn't see a surprise. I saw...
I think she would have been more eyebrows and rolled it down and been like, hey. I felt like she did that. I think you're really bad at hitting the window. And then she would scream out the window like, oh, hi, Javi's brother.
I love your impression.
No, because that would be, look, she was
I feel like she would have done that if she wanted the attention.
Dubiously subtle by being so brazen. Girls do stuff like that. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. If last night after the show, I'm having conversation with people who were at the show and these girls, and then this girl came up and she was like, hey, are you guys all friends? And she just wanted to be in like the conversation. You know what I'm saying?
This is totally different.
It's not
than
different.
Just
it's
talk
a girl,
about yourself.
No, okay. It's talking a girl to girls. Who wanted to get attention.
Guys, girls talk to him.
No,
that's not they do. He just told
you
us a story.
You guys are such haters right now, okay? Yo, four horsemen, it should be three haters and me, okay? So look, what I'm saying is the girl wanted to interject herself to be like, hey, like, oh, I was just trying to be friendly. No, you were trying to get... their attention. Girls do that.
No, she was trying to know what they're saying.
This
anyway.
Is a male versus female
as opposed to when boyfriends lean back in the car and don't want to be, like, noticed, and then you have to, like, go out of your way to say like, hi. That's a different thing.
Do you like letting...
That's, like, a different
sounds
thing.
Familiar.
Does
that sound familiar? Okay, can we, like...
Can we just keep
my answer?
Yeah.
That's a great...
Okay, so... No.
That's someone who doesn't want to be seen. Like, they wouldn't even be
Do you like Letty, though?
I like Letty, but you know what? She really ruins people's lives.
She
like,
really does.
Like, I feel like she just ruined Christian's life.
Yeah.
But and that's why I'm like, intentionally so.
No, she
invited him to do it.
She blatantly disrespected her parole. Like, parole is real.
Hold up, though. I don't think Christian was that satisfied with his life before, to be
honest.
I
know, he might have gave him the push he needed.
But he, like, okay, really? A lot of people aren't satisfied with their life, but do they just go steal money?
Well, Christian just stole $100,000, right? What did Letty even have parole for? What was her parole for again? For stealing? So, what, you think this nigga's just clear? Like, it's gonna be done? You don't know if he gets caught. How about if he gets caught
and
now he's an accessory?
I think he's gonna die. I still think he's gonna die.
He's an accessory.
I'm staying with that.
Yeah, death.
Death. I still think he might die, but he needs to go. But, I mean, he wasn't that happy to begin with anyway, and I feel like he kind of tells that to Letty in the end when he's like, you know, like, I don't really like my
job. Is your
job.
Hand okay?
Mine?
Flip your hand over. No. She's got writing all over her hands.
I have writing
because
I've been...
Anyway, like, no, I'm sorry. I think she messed
up. Four Horsemen, the best after show. Listen,
thank you for calling
we may
me
not
out.
Know
you
anything, but at least we are entertaining the whole time.
There are no cameras in here or anything.
Show them
anyway,
your hand just so they can see
no.
it.
No. My hand was on my paper.
Anyway,
sorry,
no, I think she ruined Christian's life more so. And now I think
he wanted it to be ruined.
Yeah, but he has an addictive personality.
And as the
now what's going to happen?
Well, this is what I'm saying.
He has 100 grand to go and live
and
freely.
And that's the other thing. They are acting like 100 grand is like a lifetime's worth of money.
Well, no, but in North Carolina, could get you through. Maybe not in LA, but in North Carolina, I feel like that can get you.
It could last.
We had this conversation the other day.
2 years?
Like,
$40,000 a year is maybe what he was making. That's 5 years.
Fair.
No, it's not. No, but it's that's what the point.
Years.
That's
not
what I'm saying.
Like
that's what my point is.
Okay. How long
like
would
it's
it?
Not.
It's not a lot of
like,
money.
Like I agree with Famine on this. It's not a lot of time.
No,
like,
but how long would it take him to get another job?
I don't think he's thinking like that.
Okay, but can you it's better than no money. Like let's not knock this right now. It's a good chunk of money that would take you
a while
to get. Yeah,
if he gets caught, I hope he doesn't. That's one thing the show is really good about is making you sympathize with the villain. We like the villains. The villains are Letty and Javier, and yet we like them,
and now Christian, right?
And so, Letty is using this. I feel like she's justifying it. So she's like, you know, I'm not drinking, I'm not doing drugs, but I'm stealing. But technically, it was already going to be stolen anyway. So I was just.
But it's with everything. I mean, she stole like 20 minutes before this. She stole.
A $20,000 ring.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like
and
where...
And she speaks about how she just enjoys the high, and it's almost like replacing her addiction to drugs and alcohol.
Right.
But I think like, her real high is like the whole experience of like that mission, though.
Oh, it is.
Like,
she
not
said,
just
like,
dead stealing, but just every the whole pretending, the
yeah
yeah
it's all an act and she knew, she said herself in
her
the elevator
is disrupting lives whether it's her own or somebody else's
like, I think I wrote down what she said. Oh, she said half the high is pretending and dressing up.
That was smart.
What
that was. I liked her comment. I liked Famine's comment.
I mean, it's exactly what Letty
like,
said.
But like she's just running amok and I don't.
And but her, when you said it was her
irritating
high, is to destroy people's
destroy
lives.
Things,
like,
right.
Either, whether it's her own or others, that's a great perspective.
It's
fair to say.
There's a part of me that, I mean, this probably isn't true, but I thought that she was just bipolar because we ended last episode with her literally at, like, almost rock bottom, has nowhere to go, and then calls Javier, which is, like, her only saving grace, and then she's, like, breaking all of his rules that he set up for her.
Yeah. Wait, but
trying.
She almost... She kind of tried to respect the rules in the beginning. She could have had those nips and she didn't
but,
have them.
But it's like, but it's
I'm
like,
just gonna
she
say.
Could've.
She could have drank the nips.
But he walked.
Wait,
they
what?
Didn't see each other
the little
all
bottles,
day.
The bottles.
I never
the
heard them called nips before.
Well, I touched
That's
a
cute.
Bottle.
Thanks. Sorry.
Something new every day.
Nips
but,
short for nipples?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, that's the only other nip that I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, what
oh,
else?
No.
What else
no.
could it be?
Oh my god, that just happened. Okay, we're gonna pretend that it didn't.
She just snorted.
That was really.
At least she wasn't snorting coke or anything that Letty would do.
But so, no, but like we anyway. See her like when she gets to the suite, she's like almost at like this high again, you know, just like got out of the car with like her new homies, Instagram homies, and then she's having, you know, one glass of wine and a bath to bawling about her son to like drinking more and gambling and then she just goes down a bad path.
Her life's like a roll at her emotions.
She needs to be put on medication.
Possibly. Maybe she was self-medicating. Maybe that's why she used so much drugs.
She probably is self-medicating, but probably giving her some more medication will not help her.
She needs to be put in jail. I think she needs to be put in jail.
So cute.
Well, I mean, like, you guys are like, oh, well, therapist, obviously, but cool. It's like, no, if she got caught for everything that she's done wrong, I think she would have life in prison. Actually, I mean, she killed some. No, she didn't.
On that point that you made,
which point?
She should be in jail. Can we go back to when they sent Gary to jail with the cockfighting?
Oh, yeah.
Because I just want to make the point that Todd, it seems like Todd's just on a rampage to just get people back in jail rather than doing their actual job of trying to make people sustainable outside of jail.
Gary was also black, so we...
Todd is a douchebag.
Todd gave Christian 24 hours to put Letty back in jail, too. So I'm just saying, like, yeah, it seems like he just wants everyone back
Letty
in jail.
He might not know Letty is white, maybe because it just said Letitia. he was like, let's go find her. Because they've never actually seen her. She's never shown up for an appointment. The only appointment we've seen her go to was the first one, and that was it. She has really affected Christian and his job, no matter any way you look
and
at
I
it.
Feel so, like it's mean. She's like, she knows she just blatantly disrespects it. Yeah, right.
But guys, like,
care.
if this was any other parole officer, like in the world, she would be so out. But I feel like he almost gets a high off. Her.
Well, he likes her.
He loves her.
He held her hand at the diner.
He's obsessed with her.
She touched over Nash. Stalker. She calls him stalker.
She even has him as Christian Stalker in her phone.
Wait, like, but can we just talk about what he did was smart. He just zoomed in to find her to see what hotel she was staying at, like on the rope. But did you know if you can save the photo and it will show you the location where it was taken? In case you wanna...
Uh-oh, it looks like we have another stalker.
Wait, wait, I need to take notes on this.
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is how I found out. So, you just...
Homeboy, you're in trouble. Yeah. Just to let you know.
You save the photo, right, that they send you. And once you, you know, when you, like,
oh,
click
but they have
on
to send it,
it
to your, like, text message.
Yeah, yeah. But if you click on their...
Are we doing
photo,
a live right now?
Hold on, I need to hear this.
I'm about to send out a whole lot of...
It will show you the location and the time that it was taken. Or you can... If it... Or you can download it... You can send it to your computer.
Who
and it will
hurt
show you?
You. That's so real. Oh. Like, you have really investigated an ex, like, big time. That wasn't just
out
of nowhere.
Well, that's what you get when you mess with liars. So, right. Letty's a liar, and he...
Drop it. Drop this mic right here.
Like, but I'm just giving you guys little, and anyone out there that may... need a little extra information.
Yo,
that
was this, really helpful. Hell has no fury like a woman scorned.
Seriously, though.
And you have been scorned, and you're getting scorned as we speak. And, like, death over there has scorned many.
I have not scorned anyone.
I feel
anyone.
Like you've scorned many. I'm sure there's a broken heart guy right now walking around wishing he could hire Javier to murder you right as we speak.
Oh, that like, was
that was savage.
Oh, really? That was good.
This engineer is fired.
Yeah. Fired.
Fired? No,
fired
he's fired.
Or fired.
He is fired.
He
Thank you
fired.
For that.
Really?
Yeah. You shouldn't praise people who make things happen. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Our production team is amazing. They are bomb. And I'm not just saying bomb because I'm half Persian. I mean that.
When I see this engineer after the show... Okay, you need to chill. Felicia, you need to chill. Okay.
Okay, we have 10 minutes left. I think we need to bring up... Yeah. Some points, make some predictions before we can,
before we go to the prediction points, we need to talk about the fact that Letty lied to the kids and said she worked for Instagram
just
to get it. And that's something we've seen her do is she tries to conform to the will or the like of the people who are there. And that is a form of psychosis. So there is some psychiatric problem.
She knows. Because
her lie could just be a lie.
She read
that book.
There's that
book
out.
Sybil?
Sybil had personality.
What?
Personality disorder.
Sybil had like 50
personalities. It's a book. It's like the art of
Art of
Attraction
Lying?
Or something. I forget what it is. But no, it like tells you like how to basically get what you want from people.
Oh, The Secret?
No.
No.
I actually have a book. I just haven't read it.
Get what you want from people.
Yeah. Okay, can I borrow that book?
Yeah.
For what? You get what you want anyway.
All you have to do is look at everyone just in their cute little way with their little puppy eyes.
Yeah. Death.
It's not... Okay, you know what?
It is
back
death.
To the show that we are... The after show that we're doing.
I think... Anyway. Letty,
see that death look she gave me? I just think it's interesting that she conforms, like, even to the kids, she,
yeah.
like...
Yeah, no.
She could have just said,
she just
oh,
wants
I do
to
this.
Be,
she
like,
likes
accepted.
I'm a teacher.
She
but
likes
she
being
knows,
liked.
She knows exactly what people want to hear, and she's right. very smart. She knows, like, what appeals to people, what she can do or what she can say
like
to
Jeff,
get what she wants.
The guy at the slot machine who ended up being one of the thieves.
Exactly.
She, like, she's Juliet so Lewis'd smart. Him and was, like, flirting with him and getting his hopes up. Hurting him, by the way, even though she didn't like know she was, or maybe
and he
she,
was so clueless,
and he was like so happy to be hit on by a girl, and even said, "You're out of my league," and then she's like, "I get to determine who's in my league, and you're in my league," which is like a sweet thing to say if she meant it, but she didn't.
But she didn't.
But that, but even that time in the car, I think
words
it's kind
power.
Of bizarre that she's going against every like the one guy that's helping her. Because in the car, he's even like, she's a teacher. She's in, like just like follow my lead kind of thing. Because like it's his family, like you know. And she's going against that. And this is the only guy left like on the earth trying to help her besides Christian.
You know who else is bipolar? You. Just last week, you're like, yo,
oh my God,
why
no,
does she
no,
not be strong? Why is she
it.
Not strong?
Well, no.
And then when she's not strong. You're like, why is she not strong? And then when she is being strong, you're like, why isn't she
conform
and
ways.
Be obedient to Javier?
And it's different situations.
I
but
see,
it's
she,
like,
I
but
see.
Like when you bring in family, there's something. I mean, if it was anyone else,
something
I'd be like,
sacred.
Whatever. But when you bring in family, there's something about that that's like, just do it his way. You know,
yeah,
she has no boundaries and no self-control, and it's
yeah,
she doesn't.
Really
but
pathetic.
Javier also always likes to have power, and she likes to challenge that. So the fact that he came up with this storyline, she was like, "Oh no,
she
like,
has a problem with authority."
Yeah,
like, couldn't
I'm
they discuss it before
this.
They pulled up?
They could have. Well, she didn't even really know what she was walking into.
And Javier tried, I think, even though he does like to have power, he didn't like a caring way. Like when he faxed her the.
Yeah, which list. Why did he fax it?
To just like give her another reminder
because he was being
like
extra.
He wanted like
extra,
be, extra but
Javier
also it's like
extra.
But it's
I
also like
it.
The front desk person saw the rules too, you
and
know.
Not just okay. So to but to my point, like Letty was smart in that way, but also the fact that she knew her entire prediction of this whole entire theft was spot on, and she knew exactly how everything was going to be executed because obviously she has a lot of experience in this department. You know what I'm saying? She was like, it's going to be in the bag. There's no one in that room. It's and she saw
and
him taking down, like, the security camera.
They took someone's wallet. And this is when I say the part of good behavior that where the string unravels for me is that, like, regular laws in the real world don't apply here. They took someone's wallet who didn't notice that his credit card and, like, wallet was missing
mm-hmm.
and then checked in using that credit card. Like,
yeah,
it would have been so
weird.
Easy for him to be like, hey, I lost my credit card, for them to be like, oh, well, you just used it to check into a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And they be and they go, oh, it's in room 533 or whatever it was. And for people to look.
This is a TV show.
Yeah, but you know what? Even when you say it's a TV show, TV shows now
yeah.
especially are more real than ever. So when you say it's a TV show, there is still a suspension of disbelief that I have to buy into, and I don't buy into it with this show. So when I watch Harry Potter, I know magic's not real, but the way they examine it and introduce it, it's like, okay, I understand the possibilities within this world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Within this realm. But this just, everything is real. They use real world references, pop culture references.
It's like too many passes.
Exactly. And then all of a sudden, fingerprinting isn't real.
Yeah.
Calling in your credit card, not real. Checking the cameras, not real. So that mm-hmm. hotel that they went to had no cameras in it, not a single one. Where the only, the people are missing from this hotel, right? They connected to the Tesla accident. And yet there's not a single camera in the entire place.
It's kind of crazy.
And yeah. hey, let's not just fingerprint the place. Because if someone has fingerprints on file, it's Letty. She's been arrested. That is part of the real world. Everything else seems to be, when they drink alcohol, they get drunk. That obviously, there's mm-hmm. real world connections. So that's the way. It's a world which I can't fully buy into. Four Horsemen, just hold on. I need your pen.
Okay. On to predictions. Predictions, anybody? Can we get the,
Oh, yes.
Do you feel better after that?
You just have spit coming all out of your mouth. Okay, between the snorting and the spitting, I'm really, listen, prediction-wise, I will say this. I think that we will find out that Javier's parents, he goes to the dinner, Letty does come. Javier's dad is...
Letty what?
Letty goes to the restaurant opening, the dinner.
Did you need that repeated? What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm so sorry.
Why am I? I have a Georgetown law degree. Why am I on this panel?
Okay, listen, again, we don't care.
Listen, so
I'll equal in this studio.
Listen, so what's I think Javier's parents. What's I feel like Javier's parents are going to be.
We need to have a timer for how long you can talk in a 10-minute period because I think you're done.
I just want to say I dislike everyone on this panel. I dislike every single person on this panel. And you know what?
I hope
all three of you fall off your horses. All three of you. Fall off your horses, okay?
Abby, what do you think is going to happen to Javier?
I think he took up my time.
No. Use words that you don't know how to pronounce. All use right. those words.
So out of the 10 minutes we have three left for the three of us.
So I think we're going to see more from Christian. I think something pretty bad is going to happen with him.
He's going
to
die.
And I think that might lead everyone back to Letty and Javier. That's all I'm going to predict now.
I still think Christian will die, like, soon. Like, very soon. Like, I don't think he'll be a big part of the rest of the season, and I don't really know what will happen with Letty and Javi.
I think Christian's
I just
like
don't. He's I a have weak. No prediction. Like they're either gonna like
don't
leave
touch
each
me.
Other.
Don't touch me.
They're gonna leave each other.
Well, like how they did the last episode, where like she did her thing and he did his thing. They'll probably do that again. Separate. Yes. Or they'll just be together forever.
Okay, so either they'll separate or be together. Sorry that, you know what, when I talk, I actually make points. Let's continue.
I have some points. Okay, I think Christian obviously has a very weak personality, and he can be persuaded by pretty much anyone or any situation. So I think when it comes down to it, involving him in this robbery was a mistake, because he, now that he's involved, it's a bigger possibility that things could all fall down. Secondly, Javier knows that Letty's the one that made this robbery happen. I know that he knows, and I think that since his sister was, even if her hotel wasn't directly affected by it, obviously it still was, and I think that there are going to be repercussions for those actions.
Did you read the previews?
No.
Oh, okay.
Or some nice little
yeah.
That's amazing. Sharon, we have 3 minutes.
I don't know if I'm allowed to have predictions. I don't want to have
the remaining time just for you.
Three minutes just for you.
Listen, I don't want to speak to you ever again. Okay? Please lose. I think we should see other people. It's not me. It's you. It's just not working out. Okay? I mean that to all of you.
Should we switch seats next
so,
time?
So here's the thing. I think that I want to know more about Javier's parents, and I think we're going to meet Javier's dad, this like mm-hmm. dad who's like,
well, yeah, they said they're coming.
This patriarch. Yeah, but sometimes they skip big parts of the show. Like a week isn't exactly like a week in their time. So I think we actually do get to see the dinner. We meet Javier's dad, and he's like this political person from Argentina in some way who is like corrupt, mm-hmm. and that's where the money came from. And I think that Javier and his dad, like you said, have way more in common than we realize. I also think that Letty goes there and Letty makes a scene somehow. Like, somehow she disrupts their normal family flow of what should be. She takes the focus off the way Maddie says, like, when family is involved, it's sacred. So
yes,
that's what it is. And finally, I just disagree with everything Abigail ever says, ever. But
for future reference
from now on, but I do want to say this. We are the Four Horsemen. We are the Four Horsemen. I picked that name. That's the one we stick. Maddie rides horses, okay?
I don't ride horses.
Have you ever ridden a horse?
Yes.
Okay, rides horses, okay? We are the Four Horsemen. I'm war.
I'm famine.
I'm death.
And I forget how to say
pestilence. That's right. The Four Horsemen in full effect after Buzz.
We need to get the source.
All right,
up
guys. Pestilence, Olivia, the real OG. Please follow me on Instagram, Twitter, the real _O_G.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Watch next week as well. Follow me on the gram and the tweets at Maddie_Makely.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in. You can follow me on all social media at Abigail Frayer. Famine out.
Famine out. Yes. And of course, I'm at I Am Tehran. We love hearing about you guys and what you think. Please write in the comments below. Share, subscribe, tell your friends to tell their friends to tell their other friends. We're the best.
We
want to
know who
team.
You think's the smartest on the panel.
Not Tehran.
Tehran.
Why are you guys haters? Haters. Bye.
Oh wait.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.